This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Friday. Means we're going to feel good.
Yeah.
We're going to do Feel Good Friday.
We're going to try.
We're going to tell nice stories. Tiek was out of the room for a second.
Most of the time.
Oh, no.
A little behind the scenes, kind of like with Non or News or Nope.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who is starting first, whether it's Tiek or I.
I'm going first.
No, you can't do that.
I can.
Nope.
Whose name's on the show?
You didn't want it.
Today I do.
You can't just...
I can. Tiek, while you're out of the room, mm-hmm. Aaron is like, so Feel Good Friday creeps up on us, even though Friday is just always there, right here, right in this
just,
spot.
I forget about it.
She forgets, right? So she doesn't have a feel good story. And so then she's panicking and she's trying to find stories. And she's like, this sucks. This is bad. I don't like this story. And
really
I'm like,
setting the vibe.
Right. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh. And I'm like... Is it a bus driver? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, that's my story. And now we are, because I don't have a backup story. I have one feel-good story that I want to tell. And if she tells this, then I don't have a story.
Texters, who should go first?
What?
There's another one that I can't believe both of you are missing.
Dude, I'm just, because it's got a dog in it. It's probably got a dog in it. I always look for dog stories. But like, I've done a couple bus driver stories.
I purposely don't look for dogs.
Yeah, because you're an a-hole.
No, because I know you're going to do a dog story.
Okay, here's the thing.
Enough dogs.
Do you hear the tone of us? It's Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Right. Sorry,
yay!
I forgot again.
It's Feel Good Friday. Aaron?
Yes? You can go first. It's okay.
I'll trust you to go first, but you can't take the bus.
Maybe, should I go first and then let you two
Okay, so the other...
I'm just trying to show that I respect my elders, so, sir, you can go first.
It's Feel Good Friday, Aaron. Hack has a way where he's had a little streak, and you failed a couple times, too, where he tries to actually make us cry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Feel Good Friday, but a happy cry.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy cry.
Feel good. Cry.
Yeah, feel good cry.
Love a feel good cry.
Okay. What do you got?
I would like to tell you guys about Dr. Michael Zollickhofer, known affectionately as Dr. Z.
Okay.
He has been for about 40 years. He's been a beacon of kindness in his community. He's a doctor, 66-year-old pediatrician, and he's never let money stand in the way of who he cares. He's always said, just come in, get your treatment. My patients, like, always come first. Whatever, like, we'll work it out.
That's beautiful.
Forget that dollar bill, he often tells his patients. Well, unfortunately, Dr. Z was diagnosed with cancer himself.
Oh,
and there was like a paperwork issue with his Medicare plan, and it left him, ironically the doctor, without insurance to cover his radiation treatment.
Shut up.
His community said, Dr. Z, we're not going to let you go out like that. And they started a GoFundMe campaign, and Dr. Z's community raised more than $229,000 to ensure that he gets the care that he needs.
That's beautiful.
A longtime patient said, Dr. Z, we will not give up on you. So we damn, Dr. Z will not give up on you, so we damn sure ain't giving up on him.
That's so cute.
Really would have landed had you said it right.
I know.
Yeah.
And I cried reading the story this morning, and I'm almost there now. I didn't.
You prepped that early. Oh, gosh, I need to get better.
Erin literally found her story 18 seconds ago. Okay. Erin, I'm going to trust you.
All right.
Go for it.
The bus driver.
You son of a.
No, I found a different one. 8-year-old Emerson, I don't know how to say your last name, so Emerson, has always loved pickles. We get along so well, Emerson gorgeous. And I. Yeah. We are pickle fanatics, yes. Yeah. And during her stay at Boston Children's Hospital, that love turned into a special experience that made her time in the hospital a little bit brighter. Oh. Her doctor, to help kind of make things a little easier, a little more fun, helped teach her how to make pickles.
Shut up.
So they have...
Like he's saving her life and he's teaching her pickling.
They have so many different types of pickles.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
I just assumed it was a doctor. Sorry. Okay. It's Feel Good Friday and trying so hard.
Bring it back.
Do you remember the... It's a riddle where it's like...
Yeah,
it's like
I can't.
A guy and his son are in a car accident. The guy dies, and then they take the son to the hospital, and the surgeon comes out and goes, "I can't operate on him. He's my son." Everybody goes, "How's that possible?" And nobody gets it. They're like, "What? The surgeon's a girl? What?"
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's Feel Good Friday.
They now have a culinary program at the hospital. Their simple goal is to bring a little bit of joy to kids facing medical challenges.
That's beautiful.
Mm. Have a pickle for Emerson today.
Mm. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It's Pickle Friday. My story is about a bus driver in Kentucky, and suck it, Erin, I saw it first.
Feel Good Friday.
You're gonna feel good! Has his regular route, picked up a kid who's always smiling, but today the kid was not smiling.
Oh.
And he was like, "What's going on, buddy?" And he said, "It's pajama day. And I don't have any pajamas."
Mm.
So he took the kid to school along with the other screaming rugrats. And then he drove to the dollar store, bought pajamas, and took them back to the school.
Aww.
What? So really? This kid could have PJ day.
Wow.
That's cute.
I cried this morning when I read that story.
You found it 20 seconds ago.
I found it this morning. And then Erin ruined it for me because I have so much vindiction in my heart
feel
right
good.
Now.
Feel good.
It's Feel Good.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.